The visit of the Controller and Accountant General to Bunuavu was aimed at acquainting him with the situation on the ground, particularly to do with challenges. Of particular interest was the implementation of GIFMIS. The Controller and Accountant General paid a courtesy call on the Deputy Regional Minister and visited the regional offices of the Controller and Accountant General's Department and held debates with staff in Sunyani, Odumase in Sunyani West, and Joyankwanta in the Tano North Municipality. In a welcome address, the Bunuavu Regional Director of the Controller and Accountant General's Department, Bernard Akantua, revealed that the GIFMIS is up and running in all the 27 old municipal and district assemblies in Bunuavu, while the two new ones will be hooked on soon. He, however, called for the empowerment of the regional office to deal with the many challenges being encountered with the use of GIFMIS, like network problems and the long delays in resolving them. The Controller and Accountant General, Eugene Asante Ofosuhene, said GIFMIS and others, like the single treasury account and electronic salary payment voucher, have been introduced to strengthen and enhance financial service delivery and promote transparency. He said soon all internally generated funds, IGF, of the municipal, metropolitan and district assemblies will also be managed through GIFMIS to check corruption.
IGF is going to be rolled onto the GIFMIS. Very soon, by June, all MMDA's IGF would have been put on the GIFMIS. So you can't spend the IGF unless you go through the GIFMIS process. This will safeguard the funds so that at least accountability and good governance would have been carried out. Indeed, the call for effective financial reporting and accountability now is more than ever before. This is demonstrated by a surge in national interest in the proceedings of the Public Accounts Committee in Parliament and the desire of government to curb corruption in the public sector. The call becomes the more pronounced with the appointment approval by Parliament and the swearing-in of into office of the Special Prosecutor by His Excellency President of the Republic of Ghana recently.
He also revealed that thanks to the Electronic Salary Payment Voucher, ESPV, introduced in 2014 to ensure the integrity of the government payroll, the incidence of ghost names has reduced, making significant savings for the state.
Since I came, I have deepened the ESPV process. We don't joke with it. And seriously, if anybody's name is shown as person not known, immediately your payroll is suspended. To prune down the payroll and get rid of the ghost names, and that is the ESPV.
He urged staff of the Controller and Accountant General's Department to be disciplined and ready to give up their best, since they have a crucial role to play in the implementation of the government's development agenda. For Radio Ghana, John Sam Arthur in Sunyani.